You're listening to Edars.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي درشي بالله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, continuing from our last session of Dars-e Hadith, Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, the two famous sons of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, and of course the grandchildren to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the Khilafat of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an, both of them, Hassan and Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, they had passed the age of 30 and they were strong men, strong individuals, influential, and the two had a lot to give to the government, Islamic Khilafat, especially during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an, and thereafter also when his father became the Khalifa, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an, scholars have mentioned that he had striking similarities with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala an says, لم يكن من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أشبح بالنبي من حسن رضي الله تعالى عن, that none from the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would resemble more and would be of a mirror image to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala. Not only physically did he look like Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but scholars have mentioned also in his character he was like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala, a very important individual, especially during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala. Brothers will recall that Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala made him and the brother Hussain, both of them, to remain as guards for Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala to protect him from the rebels that came from Kufa and other parts of the Muslim world. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this special relationship with his grandson, especially Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an, and also Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala an. It is mentioned in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an and made a special dua, and he said, Allahumma inni uhibbuhu fa'ahibbahu, Allahumma inni uhibbuhu fa'ahibbahu, that Ya Allah, and this is a confession that comes from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I have a lot of love for Hassan, and I beseech you, Ya Allah, that you also love him. I love Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an, and I beseech you also to love him. And in another narration, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that فَأَحِبَّهُ مَنْ يُحِبُّهُ, and whosoever loves Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, Ya Allah, I want you to love him also. So alhamdulillah, the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat are amongst those who have deep love for the Ahl Bayt and also for all of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if you look at the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remarkable words of praise given to this individual, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, that may Allah love that individual who shows love to Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an. Upon one occasion it is mentioned that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was carrying Hassan radiallahu ta'ala on his back. Remember that Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an was born in the year 3 Hijri. He was born in the year 3 Hijri. And so the two were very young during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the beginning, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hold their hands, and at times even he would make them sit close to him on the minbar, one to the right and one to the left. And upon one occasion, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the verses of the Quran, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً, that your children are a test for you. Your children are a test for you. He saw that Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an in the masjid was walking, and he would fall and stumble, and then he would stand up again, again he would fall. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down from his minbar, stood up, and he said to the people, make way for me. And he went to Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an and picked him up. And that's when he read the verses of the Quran, that إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was carrying him on his back. Again, this love is very, very important, that a person needs to show the children. And children also need love and attention. And here we see this prime example from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and was only 7 years of age when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Only 7 years of age when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was carrying him, and a man saw him, perhaps a Bedouin, and he said to Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, نِعْمَ الْمَرْكَبِ رَاكِبُهَا نِعْمَ الْمَرْكَبِ رَكِبْتِ رَكِبْتَ نِعْمَ الْمَرْكَبِ رَكِبْتَ, that this is the best ride that you're riding on. Something to the effect, translation, rakiba means to ride on. So he was on top of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, this is the best ride you can have. نِعْمَ الْمَرْكَبِ رَكِبْتَ, this is the best ride that you're riding on. And so when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately responded by saying that of course this is the best ride, but at the same time, ni'ma rakibuhu, also the rider is very good. What did he say? Also the rider is very good. The ride is good, but the rider is also very good. This was the love that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for the Hassanain, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an and Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an. Khair, he was born in the year 3 Hijri in the month of Ramadan, and he was only 7 years of age when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. And so they were very young during the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, but then thereafter touching the 30s when Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an became the Khalifa, they became prominent individuals of the Muslim community. People would respect them, listen to them, love them, because these were the grandchildren of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was made shaheed, when he passed away, the Muslims had elected Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an as the Khalifa of the Muslimin. So he became the leader of the Muslimin, Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an had taken bay'ah from the people. And he said to them that you are taking bay'ah on my hands in accordance to the Quran and Sunnah. And thereafter what he said to them, he said to the people, this man was an incredible individual. Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an was a very intelligent individual. And he said to the people that I am the Khalifa and therefore you will make peace with those that I make peace with. So you will have to make peace with those who I make peace with and you will have to fight with those who I fight with. So with the Quran and Sunnah that you do bay'ah on my hands, remember what I tell you, that we will make peace with those who I make peace with, and if I fight with someone, then you will also have to fight, because I am the Khalifa of the Muslimin. And so all of them agreed to that, and Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an became the Khalifa. Now, of course, there was a bit of strife, civil war in the Islamic Khilafat, especially in the Battle of the Camels, Jang-e Jamal, and the Battle of Siffin, and the conflict that was there between the people of Sham, Syria, and also the rest of the Islamic Empire. So there was a bit of a rift between the Muslim world. And so when he was elected as a Khalifa, this man was a great peacemaker. This man was a great peacemaker. In fact, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an is that individual who mustered up some courage to actually oppose his very own father. To oppose him with respect, of course. That vehemently he opposed him and he said to his father, that, oh my dear father, my advice to you is that let not your army march towards the people of Sham and for them to have a conflict with you. For them to have a conflict with your fight, which eventually led to the Battle of Siffin. And later on, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and actually regretted this decision, and he said to him that, I didn't know that this would be the result of it. But khair, the ulama say that Hazrat Ali was right, because he was the Khalifa at that time. And he is the Amir, and when you are the Amir, when you are the Khalifa, he is the Khulafa'i Rashid, so everyone has to listen to him. And so in a way he was right. But Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an vehemently stopped him and he says, Abba, perhaps this is not the right decision to take right now. And so when he became the Khalifa, immediately he looked at the affairs of the Muslimin and he wrote a letter to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, who was in Syria at that time. Who was in Syria. And he wrote a letter to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah saying to him that I want the entire Ummah to be united. And I am prepared to abdicate my position, to give up with some conditions. With some conditions. And I will accept you as the Khalifa of the Muslimin, as the ruler of the Muslimin. With some conditions. And so when the messenger came to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and he read the letter that came from Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, in return he also sealed a letter and he gave it to his messenger that I want you to go and give this letter to Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. So when the messenger came to Medina Munawwara with the letter, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and opened the letter and subhanallah, what did he find? He found that the letter was completely blank. It was sealed, but the letter was completely blank. Nothing in it. Completely blank. So Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala is saying, what is this? So he said to the messenger who came from Sham, he said, what is this? He said, this is a blank check, as in this is a blank letter to you, that Hazrat Amir Muawiyah is saying, that we love you and respect you so much that Muawiyah is prepared to accept any of your condition this is a blank letter that I give you, write all your conditions and I will accept it. Ajeeb, imagine that. This was the love that he had for the Ahlul Bayt. And it's like giving a blank check. Fill any figure that you want. Whatever your conditions are, I am prepared to accept. And there was a smile on the face of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and put forward some conditions. You see, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala was very sakhi. Very sakhi. And a man who would give and give. Magnanimous heart. And so he said to Hazrat Muawiyah that my one condition is that the wealth that was gathered during the time of my father's khilafat, I want all that so that I can distribute that in charity with my hands. So that is the wealth that I want. He was a man who would want to give. So obviously this was most definitely agreed by Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, whether an official from Sham was to distribute or whether Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala was to distribute, that was fine and accepted. So the first condition was also accepted. The second condition he said to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah that if you pass away in my lifetime, if Hazrat Amir Muawiyah passes away in my lifetime, there should be an agreement that I as Hassan ibn Ali should be the Khalifa of the Muslimin. Because at that moment, remember that in status, these were the grandchildren of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who could sort of rival them in status? But as far as experience is concerned, as far as politics of the time is concerned, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala was a man who excelled in this. And this was something that he had learnt, of course, from the very beginning, from the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also from his father Abu Sufyan. And so Hazrat Hassan knew that the best man to unite the Ummah was Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. And the second condition is that if something happens to you, if you were to pass away, then without any disagreement, all must unite that Hazrat Hassan is the Khalifa. And so Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and also agreed to this. And so, subhanallah, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala eventually, in the year 41 Hijri, gave the entire power and rule to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, and he was the first one to go to Kufa and the first man to do bay'ah, to pledge at the hands of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. This was the first year that the entire Ummah united upon one powerful leader whose name was Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And this man took control of everything thereafter. Ajib, he took control of everything thereafter. Now Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala took control. But before we go into that, we want to look at the mu'jiza of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look at the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why in the year 41 Hijri, in the month of Rabiul Awwal, when Hazrat Hassan was born in the month of Ramadan, 3rd Hijri, in those days to actually calculate the dates was quite difficult, but alhamdulillah the muhaddithin, mu'akhirin have given us proof and evidence. And so in the year 41 Hijri, it is said that because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one hadith where he says that Al-Khilafatu ba'di thalathuna sanatan. Al-Khilafatu ba'di thalathuna sanatan. That Khilafat after my demise will last for 30 years. Khilafat will last for 30 years. Thumma takunu mulkan. And after 30 years it will be kingship. It will be kingship. So Khilafat will only be for 30 years. Now subhanallah, look at the accuracy of the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away in the year 11 Hijri. In the year 11 Hijri. And in the year 41 Hijri, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala did bay'ah at the hands of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. How many years in total? Exactly. Pinpoint accuracy. Exactly 30 years. It came in the heart of Hazrat Hassan. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an becomes shaheed. Hazrat Hassan takes power for a few months, approximately just under 6 months. And subhanallah, within the framework of 30 years, for Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can never be wrong. Can never be wrong. Anything that comes out from his mouth will have to be seen. And Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and decided that Amir Muawiyah is the best man for leading the Muslim Ummah at that time, exactly after 30 years. And at the end of 30 years, this was the Khilafah that was ended. And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was known, of course, thereafter as the first Muslim king. And there is nothing wrong with that. Sulaiman alayhi salam was a king and a prophet. So this is accepted. So he was actually a Malik. He was the first king of the Muslimin. And this was also prophesied by who? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this package of Khilafat actually ends. And Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an is the man who actually gives power to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. And also another hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ajib. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ بْنِي هَذَا سَيِّدٌ. That this my son, he actually said that he is my son. So grandchildren are also your sons. He said, إِنَّ بْنِي هَذَا سَيِّدٌ. That this my son is a great leader. So he had to become also a leader. That's it. And so Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala had to be the leader. Inna ibni hadha sayyidun, because he is a sayyid. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La'allallaha an yusliha bi bayna fi'atayni azimatayni minal muslimin. That for sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reconcile through this son of mine, as in Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, Two parties of the Muslimin. And the two parties of the Muslimin were the people of Sham and the rest of the people. The people of the Sham and the rest of the Islamic Khilafat. And so for the first time in the year 41 Hijri, the entire Ummah became one, united upon Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an. But subhanallah, what had happened is that in the year 49 Hijri, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an passed away. He passed away before Amir Muawiyah. The condition was that if Amir Muawiyah, who was much older, if he was to pass away, then Hazrat Hassan would be the Khalifa. But now, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an passes away. And how old was he? Only 47 years of age. Only 47 years of age. So when he passes away, subhanallah, now again in Sham, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an has to again hold a meeting with the people, that the condition was that if something was to happen to me, Hazrat Hassan would be the leader. And he said, I don't want to again leave the Ummah weak, and therefore it is best that we decide who would succeed me. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and passed away, so who would succeed me? So he asked the people of Sham. Now the people of Sham were adamant, and we've covered this, and I won't repeat too much of that. They said that it has to be one from the Banu Umayyah. The reason was that the Banu Umayyah had always been powerful people and rulers, and power and authority was with them. That is why in the beginning, during the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was just in charge of a bit of Syria, a bit of Sham. But when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala became the Khalifa, when he looked at the leadership and the quality of this man, Amir Muawiyah, he gave him the entire region. And so Amir Muawiyah was an overall man in charge. He was as if the supreme leader at that time. People would talk, of course everything was in Medina Munawwara, but a lot of power was given to him. And therefore, the people of Sham only wanted the Banu Umayyah. So he gave the name, he said, who can be the next leader? And two names were given, Yazid bin Muawiyah or Marwan ibn Hakam. Yazid ibn Muawiyah, his son, or Marwan ibn Hakam. But then people decided, we don't want Marwan ibn Hakam, we want Yazid ibn Muawiyah. Again, he was also a man of strong character. So it was agreed in his lifetime that if something happens to me, Yazid will be the leader. And khair, we have also covered the entire Khilafat of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and also Yazid, and thereafter Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. How did Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala pass away? What was the cause of death? You'll find that the Shias immediately play games, and they have a habit to attack the honor of the companions. And if they hate anyone, it is Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And so immediately you'll find that the Shia group of people say that al-iyazu billah, these allegations that are put on this great man, they say that it was Hazrat Amir Muawiyah who poisoned Hazrat Hassan. Now, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raju. What was there, the need for him to even do such foolish acts of poisoning Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, when all the power was given to him? All the power. And in fact, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah said to Hazrat Hassan and Hussein that both of you don't need to work. Both of you don't need to work. He would give so much wealth to Hazrat Hassan, and he would say to Hazrat Hassan, I want you to just distribute the wealth. So why would Hazrat Amir Muawiyah do this? In fact, when Hazrat Amir Muawiyah heard of this, he was crying. When the ladies were crying, he said, it is your haq to cry that the grandson of Hazrat Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been made shaheed. It is true that he was poisoned. He was poisoned. But who poisoned him? Nobody knows that. In fact, his own brother, Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, said to his brother, that tell me who poisoned you if you know his name. So Hazrat Hassan said, you want me to tell you so that you can kill him and you can take revenge? And he said, even if I knew, I would never tell you. And he said that I don't want to put false allegations on anyone, and whoever did this on me, Allah is sufficient for Hassan. And till then he didn't say anything. But it is said, a lot of the historians have mentioned, that it was his wife Ja'da. Now, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala was a different character. He was a man who had many, many, many wives. From amongst the Muslimin, you will not find anyone like Hazrat Hassan. Hazrat Hassan was a man who had many wives. And we've explained that, alhamdulillah, that one entire session was dedicated on this subject as to why Hazrat Hassan would marry so many women. We won't touch on that. And so with the women, there were so many tribes that were involved. A lot of women came and a lot of issues. But khair, it was Ja'da, they say, that poisoned him. On one occasion it is said that when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala passed away, one of his wives, and that was his favorite wife, as in someone who he got on well with, and someone that he was close with, she came and she said to him that, I'm so happy that now you're the Khalifa. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala took the wrong meaning, that perhaps she was expressing joy and happiness at the death of Ali radiallahu ta'ala. That here my father has passed away, and you come to me giving me Mubarakbadi and congratulating me. And so he got very angry, and in anger he gave her multiple talaqs. How many? Multiple talaqs. Only thereafter he realized that, Ya Allah, oh, this was not her intention. But her intention was only that, of course, the father has passed away, but then Allah has given you this honor, that alhamdulillah, that you are now going to be the leader of the Muslimin. And this is what I meant to say. This is what I meant to say. And he did a lot of afsos. He became, he was deeply hurt. It is said that he paid her thereafter 40,000 dirham in compensation. How much? 40,000 dirham in compensation. But did he take her back? Did he take her back? No. He didn't. Because even the maslak and the mas'ala according to Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an was clear that once three talaq is given to the lady, then she can't come back to you. She can't come back to you. So he never married her thereafter and she didn't come back in his nikah. But khair, this was Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. It was the wife who had poisoned him according to the historians, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. In fact, he also wanted to be buried with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an in the room, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala an also agreed. But khair, thereafter, because of the difficulty that was there with the governors and all that, it was decided later on that Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an had to be buried in Jannatul Baqi. So until now he is resting in Jannatul Baqi. But before his demise, he spoke to his brother, Hazrat Hussein, and he warned him. And he said, be very careful of the people of Kufa. What did he say? They have given trouble to your brother, they have given trouble to your father, and you're no exception. And who were the people of Kufa? Shias. Jazakallah. MashaAllah. Who were they? The Shias. Clearly Shias. And so be careful of the people of Kufa. It is said that once the great Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Umar, during the time of Hajj, one person who was a Kufi from Kufa came to him and he said, Hazrat, I want to ask you one masla. He goes, what's the masla? He goes, in Ihram, if I was to kill a fly, what is the dam? What is the compensation? So he was from Kufa. What is he asking? That in Ihram, you're not supposed to kill anything or hunt for anything. So he says, if I kill a fly, what is the penalty for that? So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar looked at him and he said, you, the people of Kufa, you have no shame that you ask me a mas'ala and you tell me that if you kill a fly, what is the penalty? Yet you people murdered the grandson of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you have no shame that you speak to me about the penalty of killing a fly and you have the audacity to murder and to make shaheed the one who was most beloved to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hassanain, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an in Karbala. And so he was very angry. That is why when Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an saw the people of Kufa ganging up upon him, he said to them that before you do anything, let me say something to you. Look how intelligent he was, Hazrat Hussein. He said, let me tell you something. He said, imagine if the Christians were here, and the donkey that Jesus sat upon, Isa alayhi salam sat upon, descended from the heavens. And it was said that this donkey here belongs to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, that he rode on it and he traveled on it. Do you think the Christians would kill this donkey? And they said, no. They would take this donkey as tabarruk and barakat and as a source of blessing that Isa alayhi salatu wassalam sat on this donkey. He said, if this is what the Christians would have done to a donkey, then you claim to be Muslims, you come out to kill the grandson of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and you have no fear. Imagine the example he gave. He said, if the Christians can respect a donkey, you can't respect the grandson of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was their attitude. These were the Shias open Shias in Kufa who murdered Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. And this again is nothing but misleading narrations that come from other sources. Aliyazu billah, that Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was the man who poisoned Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an. This is all wrong. And this is tuhmat upon this great Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who dearly loved Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And just to conclude, let's talk about Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. The Shias say that, oh, Hazrat Ali had no respect for Hazrat Abu Bakr or Umar and Hazrat Uthman. Well, let me tell you something, we've covered this also. Hazrat Ali had how many children? How many boys did he have? Better to be quiet if you don't know either. 14. How many boys? Takriban 14. Of course, during the nikah with Bibi Fatima, he did not marry anyone. But Bibi Fatima passed away very early, immediately after 6 months after the demise of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So from Bibi Fatima, he had Hassan and Hussein, and Muhsin passed away very quickly. So Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, the two boys. And then the love that he had for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He named three of his sons from the different wives that he married thereafter. He was the Khalifa, he married thereafter many women. He named three sons Muhammad. How many? That was the love that he had for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So three of his sons were all Muhammad. And so how would he differentiate? Muhammad Akbar, Muhammad Awsat, Muhammad Asghar. Muhammad Akbar, the big one. Muhammad Awsat, the middle one. Muhammad Asghar, the younger one, the small one. And Muhammad Akbar is also known as Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya. Muhammad Akbar is also known as Muhammad ibn... Remember Muhammad ibn Hanafiyya, the same brother who was telling Hazrat Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala, if brothers recall, that he should not be going to Kufa. Do you remember that when we covered that? He is Muhammad Akbar. They use the term Muhammad ibn Hanafiyya. That's his brother. That is his brother, Hazrat Hussain's brother. And he was saying not to go. And so we have Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. Then we have Muhammad Akbar, Muhammad Awsat, and Muhammad Asghar. And then we have Abdullah and Ubaidullah. We have Abdullah and Ubaidullah. And then he named his children Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman. Now you tell me. And then he had Yahya, then Aun, and then Ja'far, and then Abbas. Yahya, Aun, Ja'far, and Abbas. These were all his children, and he was the father. Now a man, if he disliked the Khulafa'i Rashid, would he go as far as naming his children Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman? Find a single Shia, a rotten Shia today, who hates Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'een, and find out that if they have named their children as Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, you won't find a single person who will give their children the names Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman. And forgive me, I say this because, subhanAllah, what we have read and what we have seen, the filth and the abuse and the open swears that you'll find, al-iyazu billah, about the companions, it is even difficult for a man to sit here and do wa'az of that and give a lecture on that. And you'll find, and these are the people who are extreme in their views. But you'll find many amongst the Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'at that they will name their children Abbas and Ali and Hassan and Hussein. This is something that's very common amongst the Sunni Muslim. But Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, until the day of Qiyamah, has given the biggest slap to the entire Shia community by naming three of his children from amongst the 14, Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman. And he was a great alim. If you look at the selection of the names, they are of the highest caliber. Abdullah, Ubaidullah, Muhammad, highest caliber. And Hassan and Hussein were personally chosen by who? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yahya, Subhanallah. Allah says in the Quran that this name is so unique that nobody has given this name to any other human being besides Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Nabi. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيَّ. And so he was a great alim, sahabi, but an alim, and he knew exactly which names to keep for his children. And if there was any kind of hatred or disagreement with the Khulafa'i Rashid, what is the hikmat of Abu Bakr, Umar and Usman? The hikmat is to show the entire Muslim community that be firm upon the marking of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. And I think that perhaps in our durus session we had missed out the death of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, which we have covered today. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ab next Friday ko to chutti hai, Bakra Eid hai, to fir uske baad dars hoga. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.